does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it
all. It was quite the scene on Sunday in Detroit. I've talked about all week long about how, honestly, the post game is why I love sports, seeing all the emotion come out from the respective Boilermakers up there in Detroit and a man who was there and has certainly had a very, very nice career for Purdue. He joins us now on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Dakota Mathias, second all-time in three-pointers for the Boilers, and again, inside the building on Sunday up there. Dakota, thank you for the time. What were your emotions like there in those final few minutes? I said at the under four timeout, we needed a pacemaker on everybody in the building on Sunday for the Boiler fans.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. No doubt, you're right on it, man. It was an unbelievable game. It was so great to be there in person, and the cool thing, just seeing some former other players and the fans just walking around, the buzz in the arena. Like you said, those last 4 minutes, I think It was just so exciting for everybody. It's been a long time coming, and you just got to feel so good for Coach Payne, man.
Dakota, be honest. Did you think they were going to get through this year? Even at the beginning of the year, did you think, okay, with Edie and, you know, these guys coming back and the embarrassment from last season, did you think this is going to be the year that Purdue finally breaks through and they get back to a Final Four?
I really did, especially after last year, how it went down. And then, you know, I think it really helped Zach playing with the Canadian national team, you know, how he came back and how he started off so well this year. And he's just been on a mission, man. You can see it in his interviews and his eyes. Like, he's all business right now. He wants to get this done. And, you know, if there was ever a team to do it, these guys, they're so competitive, and just the resilience to bounce back after what happened last year has been so impressive. And we're so excited to be able to go watch him in Phoenix, man.
He is Dakota Mathias, of course. You remember him well from his days at Purdue, a couple Sweet 16s there, and second all-time on the three-point list. Dakota, if you don't mind, could you kind of update our audience where you are professionally? I think I have this right. Most recently in Germany, and your season ended a little over a month ago?
Yeah, so I actually had season-ending surgery on my ankle. So the season's still going on over there. I was in Germany. You know, was playing well early in the year and just had a little issue. Had to come back and get ankle surgery here in Indy. My wife and I live up here in Westfield, so I'm back rehabbing for the rest of the season, and fortunately I got some time to see Purdue play now, so a little silver lining in that.
Shout out to the Shamrocks there, a little Westfield action for Dakota Mathias. Yeah. How are you watching these games when you're over in Europe? The time difference is doing you zero favors.
No, yeah, it's tough. We didn't get to watch a lot of them early there at 1 or 2 a.m., so all the early tips here were nice because it was right, you know, at 7, 8 p.m. We got to watch a few of them. But like I said, being back here, that's kind of the silver lining and having, you know, season-ending surgery. You get to watch the games, and we're going to head out to Phoenix here on Friday. So we're excited about that.
Dakota Mathias joining us here, former Purdue player here on the Payless Liquors Hotline on this Tuesday. You know, I've asked different players that have come on, and there are a lot in Purdue lore, but also Matt Painter, you know, being there since 2005, like yourself. You know, you came in, you were averaging 4 points, you end up averaging 12 points at the end of your career. You look at your three-point percentage goes from 32%, Dakota, to 47% when you're done there playing at Purdue. My question, and I don't know if anyone actually knows the answer, but maybe you do. How is Matt Painter and his staff, how do they develop guys to where they come in, they work their ass off, and at the end of 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is, you guys are all so much better players than when you entered his program. How does he do that?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. First off, it's the type of guys you recruit. I mean, these guys, a lot of the guys that come through there are, you know, they're resilient, they're high character, they're blue-collar guys that love the game. So it's always hard for a freshman coming in. You know, it's very rare to come in and, you know, play, you know, 35, 36 minutes a game and play well. So that kind of wears you down a little bit. So you get better as the years go on, and it's just the constant work. And, you know, even in his recruiting pitch, he's so honest. And that continues the whole time you're there. So, like, after, you know, a tough year, he's going to tell you what you need to work on. And like I said, the type of guys he recruits, you listen to that, you take that in, and you go back to work. So I think just a combination of his honesty and then the type of guys in there that want to get better each and every year and continue to do that and put the work in.
Again, he is Dakota Mathias. He was in the building on Sunday up in Detroit and off to the Final Four to watch his Boilers try to bring it home as they will tip off 6:09 coming up against NC State on Saturday. Dakota, I want to go back to your recruiting process from Ohio, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think a ton of like high major offers. What did you know about Purdue and Matt Painter before the recruiting process happened?
Yeah, no, not a lot of high majors. I mean, I had, you know, West Virginia, Belmont, some different schools like that. But in the Big Ten, you know, Purdue was the only one. And coming from Ohio, you know, everybody loves Ohio State. So that was kind of, you know, growing up, I wanted to go to Ohio State, and obviously didn't get recruited by them. And, you know, like I said, Coach Painter and Coach Gary recruited me really hard. I wanted to play in the Big Ten. And like I said, just his honesty, you know, what he saw in me. And I always appreciated Purdue because they had this, you know, blue collar play hard mentality, you know, and that's how I grew up and that's how I am. So it was just a great fit for me. And I love the type of guys they had at that time, you know, Ryan Smith, Robbie Hummel, DJ Bird, those guys, I could see myself, you know, fit into that role and how they played. So it was a no brainer for me. And like I said, you know, Coach Paints, he's an honest guy. He's the best in the business, and I wouldn't want to play for anybody else.
Obviously, we saw the emotion from Robbie Hummel on Sunday there. And, you know, I think back to your guys, I think it was your senior year when Isaac Haas goes down in that opening round game. And, I mean, hell, the hook and hold, you might as well call it the Isaac Haas, you know, rule or injury going back to that. If you could, you walk us through maybe your emotions at the final buzzer. Is there an element of, like, snake bitten that you feel from not getting maybe a true run? And, I don't know, maybe a little bit of that was felt at the buzzer on Sunday?
Honestly, not really. I felt so great and proud, you know, to be a Boilermaker, and just for Coach Payne and for the fans. I mean, like you said, we had the Isaac Haas thing my senior year after we won 30 games, you know, all the Robbie Hummel stuff, you know, the box out against Virginia, you know, the year after I left with Carson and Ryan Klein, all those heartbreaks and things. Like, our fans deserve this. All our former players, former coaches, everybody that put so much time and effort into this, it's just, you get overwhelmed with the emotion. And, you know, it's never felt, you know, snake bitten or anything like that. It was just, I was so proud and, you know, happy for all the fans and for Coach Payne more than anything.
You know, there's so many different directions we could go here. You know, I just, for me, Dakota, I think, you know, I think they're going to win. I think Purdue, or you guys, are going to win on Saturday. And I think it's just going to set up Monday against UConn and what UConn has done, you know, discarding everyone by seemingly 30 points. But how do you think Coach Painter, I won't say refocuses, because I think this team has had a look getting off the bus. You mentioned earlier in our interview Zach Edey, you know, the look, the scowl almost that he has had in his face. But, you know, winning the other night, Dakota, felt very much of we told you so, right? We went through this year of BS where we got told and laughed at by losing to a 16 seed, and we told you so. We told you we were going to come back and win the Big Ten and then go to the Final Four, and maybe they gave themselves 24 hours to kind of bask in that. How do you, as a player, refocus? They travel today and then get in Phoenix and really get ready for two more games that can forever change your life.
Yeah, and I think I've heard multiple guys and talked to, you know, Braden and Fletch after. I mean, they're very excited, obviously, going to Final Four, but the whole message was two more. And I think even Fletcher, you know, held that up after the game, you know, two more. Like, they're not content with this. Like, obviously, it's extremely exciting, especially for the fan base and everybody like that. But these guys want to win it all. You can tell just how competitive they are. Like I said, Zach, he's all business, man. He's on a mission. And they're not content with just getting to a Final Four. They want to go out there and win it. And obviously, you know, NC State's on an unbelievable run right now, but I think we handle that too, and it's going to be hopefully a hell of a matchup against UConn on Monday night.
Again, Dakota Mathias with us here, one of the best shooters in the history of Purdue. Dakota, we'll end with this, and thank you very much for the time on this Tuesday morning. We talked so much, and understandably so, and deservedly so. Hell, look at what he did on Sunday, about Zach Edey. Give me an under-the-radar storyline that you don't think gets enough attention for this specific Purdue team in making this run to the Final Four.
I think it's Braden Smith. All year, he's been unbelievable. Obviously, Zach deserves, you know, all the credit, but I think Braden's the most important guy on this team. Obviously, Zach's the best player of the year and all that, but Braden runs this show. I mean, you could see he was exhausted. How hard he played, you know, against Tennessee, you know, guarding Connect a little bit at the beginning, you know, coming off multiple ball screens and stuff. But he makes this thing go. And if he keeps doing what he's doing, I love our chances against, you know, anybody in this Final Four.
All right, 3-point contest. You, Carson, Ryan Klein.
Oh boy.
Let's put Fletcher and Braden in there to round it out. Who's taking that home?
Let's see here. I'll be one easy. I'll give Carson 2, Klein 3. Fletch and then Braden.
Boy,
I feel pretty confident.
I like
confident
it.
About that one. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Dakota Mathias, if Purdue can get an ounce of that confidence and bottle it up here coming up Saturday and Monday, they very well could be cutting down the nets. Dakota, get back to full health. I know you've had a really nice professional career so far. Hope that continues for you and enjoy everything Phoenix has to offer.
Awesome, man. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Dakota Mathias right there on the Payless Liquors hotline. Seemed like such a nice, nice individual. And then don't you love when the competitive spirit comes out?
No, I'm winning. I might flip maybe him and Carson. That would be the only thing.
Now,
that's
how the list is. Carson is the all-time three-point makes leader. Dakota is second on that list. I loved how he talked about the recruiting process. And I think he didn't maybe say this directly, but it's a two-way street in recruiting, and I feel like oftentimes the program doesn't recruit the kid and the personality enough, if that makes sense.
Oh, like, I don't think they do very much at all, KB.
Like,
no.
Do you think there's more there? And, you know, you can talk about it with Zach Edey of like, okay, it's one thing for Steve Lutz to come back to Matt Painter and say, hey, there's this 7'4 dude at IMG,
right.
And, like, you've got to go see him. If you're Matt Painter, though, is your first question like, okay, what's the work ethic? Is there development? Can he be willing to maybe take a redshirt? You know, something like that. You know, those two-way streets in recruiting, I feel like, don't get talked about enough. And Matt Painter, again, he said it to us in December. He said it quite often. You know, and Dakota Mathias kind of spearheaded some of this. That was at that critical time where Purdue had come off a couple 500 seasons. And Matt Painter has been very honest in saying, we need to go find some of those kids that Belmont is offering and Davidson is offering.
I'm sure that's what Purdue fans wanted to hear.
Exactly, but it's putting the puzzle together. Like, okay, how do we, you know, compliment, you know, Biggie Swan again or Travion Williams or Isaac Haas or, you know, some of the, you know, bigger guys they had on those Purdue teams. And obviously Dakota Mathias certainly was an ideal blueprint piece for those Purdue teams.
Before we take a break, I'm just going to throw this out here. It's always good to be honest with the audience. That entire interview, I have had tow truck people contact me. For people that don't know, I blew a tire downtown in one of the massive potholes. So I don't know. How are we going to make this show content, guys? Because I may have to run out at some point and let this individual in our garage here downtown. Again, 11 a.m. is when I
put
down.
That's the element that I love about it.
He's called 14 times. I got to answer at some
point. Oh, you got
to.
Get out of here.
You want me to answer this real quick? Okay.
Yeah. You get out. I will. Gosh, Mark, that is hell.
That sucks.
I mean, a flat tire in this weather.
Yeah, that's not ideal. That whatever he said it was a couple blocks from the garage. And then not only that, but, you know, our garage has an incline, obviously. You're going either below ground or above ground. He went below ground with a flat tire.
I mean,
that
I've watched tow trucks try to operate in our garage, and it's like,
it's tight quarters.
That is an understatement. I think this has little bearing on Saturday night, but for what it's worth, Purdue and NC State did play 2 years ago. Purdue was ranked number one. At the time, they win that game in overtime. Big comeback. They were down 13 in the second half. Played out in the one of those Hall of Fame invites in New York. Talk about something you won't see on Saturday. Zach Edey played 12 minutes in that game. Ethan Morton and Mason Gillis played more minutes than Zach Edey. Ethan Morton had double the amount of minutes. Obviously, a young Zach Edey with 9-7 in that game. Ethan Morton, 24 minutes. Mason Gillis.
If Zach Edey plays 12 minutes, I'm going to sue that. I assume that Purdue wins by like 60.
You know, I'll say this to Andy when he gets back in. He, you know, there's times where I feel like Andy's acting like NC State is, you know, whatever, grambling.
Mm-hmm.
In his descriptions of them. The only way I do think it could be seriously competitive is for some reason DJ Burns is able to get Zach Edey in foul trouble.
Yep.
Like, because that's the one thing we've seen at times in the regular season. But again, if you are unable to establish yourself in the bonus, Edey gets in foul trouble, whatever, you struggle shooting in a dome. It would have to be, you know, quite the domino for all of that to unfold. All right, still coming up, Fran Fraschilla talking a little NIT with him as he's on the call tonight for the Sycamores. We'll do that at 9 o'clock.